Okay, so we're holding Klal Zayin Din Beis in the Iser Rechilus. Chavetz Chaim says in Din Beis, V'dad the Iser Rechilus hu afilu al Amhoretz. Even on an Amhoretz, there's an Iser Rechilus, meaning if an Amhoretz said something not nice about me, it will be forbidden for somebody to come and tell me that this Amhoretz said something not nice, but there's an Iser of Rechilus, we'll call it snitching, even on an Amhoretz. Ki gam hu b'chala mechal, because he's a Yid. And even if he sees that that Amoretz was very not nice, and that he was ridiculing somebody, excuse me, for nothing. And really, the other person is taka innocent, and this Amoretz was doing a clear avera of saying lashon hara. Even when it's Taki saying the truth, is the Nisar of Rechilus. And therefore, and surely there's an Nisar of saying Rechilus on a Talmud Chacham, meaning if a Talmud Chacham would have said to somebody something negative, it would be forbidden for a person who heard that to go and tell the person that this Talmud Chacham said something negative about you. And if you, so to say, snitch on a Talmud Chacham, it's much worse for a number of reasons. First of all, mitzad etzem ha-rechilus. First of all, because of the rechilus. Dalei poshet hu, she'im b'rechilus she'sipra al-chaveray, ho'isa teru v'sheker, v'vadei on shecham b'yoysim mishim ho'yu emes. Surely if a person snitches on somebody and made up the story that he didn't even say it, for sure it's worse. And because probably this Talmud Chacham is not just saying something negative about this person for nothing. And you should be toiler that if he's telling this person that this is a person who's not so honest or whatever, that he's telling it to him for a reason, because this person asked him a question about going into a partnership and he has a right to say it. And that, therefore, it would be a serious Issa Deraisa if he would go now and tell and snitch that this Talmud Chacham said that. So this is called Rechilus of Sheker, because if the person would be going back, in other words, a common case, somebody's going to ask a rabbi or something if he should go into a business with this person. And now, you know, the rabbi knows that this person is not a good guy to go into business with because of A, B, and C. And he says, I would advise you not to go to business because, you know, what's the reason? He says, you know, because you'd have to be very careful with your books after that. And now somebody heard this. He's going to go tell that person that this is what the rabbi said about you. And the rabbi had a chiv to say it. He had to say it because he has to be matzil, save the other person. So if the guy is going to go snitch, so then it's a very serious Iser of Rechilus, because this is considered Rechilus Shal Sheker, he calls it. Because since he had a right to say it, and he had a chiyuv to say this, so then this is like saying that it's saying something untrue. What this person now is going and snitching, that this person did something not nice against you, because it's something he had to do. So that's one reason. And the second reason is Mitzad Itz Atzmi Yisheshahu. There's a mitzvah to be mistabik to a Talmud Chacham. Lechol, v'lishtois, v'lasas pragmatia. Im Talmud Chacham, to eat with him, to invite him out to a dinner. Lishtois, and to v'lasas pragmatia, and to do business with the Talmud Chacham. Ulahasibita le Talmud Chacham, and try to get your marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. V'linig b'hem kovet harbe. V'lahas kama v'kama shloi lo'ira b'donim olam. And surely not to go snitch, and that's going to cause that there's going to be machlekes because of that. And the third reason is mitzad hasiba hatzemachas misiburai, that what's going to be the result. If an amoret said something, said this guy, you know, I don't know, this guy's not so trustworthy. So if an amoret said that, it's not going to have such a big impact. And I hear about that this amoret said it. What does that amoret know? And who listens to that guy? So the Rechilus, now when somebody comes and snitches to me and says that this, you know, this Amoretz said this about you, so it doesn't bother me that much. But let's say I hear that a Rosh Hashiva said that about me, so now really it's going to really bother me, because that's going to be under people believe what that guy said. And now it's really going to bother me what's happening. So when you say Rechilus, then it's not a problem. But if you're going to tell him now that a Talmud Chacham did that, surely he's going to really be angry at that Rosh Hashiva. And then surely he's going to cause machlokes. And surely if you say it about the Rav of the city, great difficulties and corruptions happen as a result. As history has shown us, that sometimes the rabbi started up or said something about the wrong balabas, and then that balabas galvanized everybody else to drive the rabbi out of town. Those are the three reasons that he says that it's more chamor if one says rechilus on the talchach. V'da'oid, the ain shum chiluk b'isa rechilus peinu mu misapi l'ruven gufa mashiplein di v'olov oi misapi dovazela eishas ruven akroiva. Now if somebody said something not nice about me, if the guy comes and snitches and says, you know, this guy said something not nice about you, that's plain rechilus. What happens if he goes and he doesn't tell me, but he tells my wife? And my wife is a tzedekah, she's not going to tell me that anything happened. That's also an iser rechilus. Because even though he's not snitching to me about me, he's not telling me, but telling my wife also is going to disturb her that she's hearing that somebody said something not nice about me. Or if he tells my mother that something not nice, it's going to get my mother upset that somebody said something not nice about me. So therefore, the iser rechilus is not only when it comes back to the, so to say, the victim, but even if it comes back to anybody, that kibavada yerabeinayim, it's surely going to bother them. The yinkatu believe them, they're going to be upset. Lachein afilim hiziram shal yivodim hem dover. Even if the person, the wife promises, or the mother promises, she's not going to snitch and tell the son. Nevertheless, loynaf kadover zem b'chal v'chilus is going to be an iser v'chilus.
Is there a separate iser on interfering in the shalom bayis if you tell the wife?
For sure there would be. I mean, for sure. I mean, especially if the wife believes. If the wife is going to believe it, so that's going to be cause of machlokes between the husband and wife. So that's for sure detrimental. And if the wife is not going to believe it and just be upset, so then you're making machlokes with other people. Gam in chilek b'yisr chilus beinu mumargil al yisrael b'fnei yisrael beinu margil al yisrael b'fnei ha'nachrim. Now, what happens if, let's say, I said something not nice about this Goyish mechanic? He's not a good mechanic to go to. And now somebody's going to go, and who heard that, and he's going to go to that Goyish mechanic and say, you know what he said about you? He said you're a bad mechanic. So that also is even worse kind of rechilus. If you go and snitch to a guy about what somebody said about him. It's even worse than snitching to a yid. When the guy hears about that, you don't know what the guy's going to do now. The guy may actually go out to hurt him or whatever. Looks like there's a serious problem. You leased the car from that guy. He's got all this stuff, his old cars, old junk. He has, jalopies or something like that. You're going to tell that to a guy who leased it? That's a really serious iser v'chilus. This guy, he's the one who did your paint job. So v'chol chai gavna b'zeh motzi shigurim lehezik v'tzar v'kam upon him yorid l'chayv mamashai dezeh. And sometimes the guy is really going to be upset if he hears something negative, and therefore it's mamash yorid l'chayv. Ulin yinisa kabolus v'chilus, and as far as the halacha, if unfortunately somebody did say v'chilus, he told me that this guy said something not nice about me. So he says it has the same din as lashon hara. Al kein yish lizor ma'oid. You're not allowed to believe Rechilus, even if your wife tells you that somebody said something not nice. You're not allowed to believe it, even if your wife heard it directly. If he's going to listen to what his wife says, that somebody said something not nice about me, Lavad ha'ovin ha'atzmi shekabolus rechilus. Besides the fact that the person is rechilus, who maybe atzmi ha'atzmi deizet soris rabbi, he's going to get big problems. Kibir oisa shebala makabel dvoreha, b'seiv upon him yafais. If the husband is going to listen attentively to his wife telling him it, to sapele tamid min yanu keilu, so she'll continue telling. So now he's going to be angry, the husband. He's going to be upset. He's going to be depressed. And therefore, the right thing is to softly reprimand, or as he says, ligar, kishishta misaperes in yanuka elu. He's in yanuka. Just do